Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. We have made our way to the weekend. Oh, yeah. Great to have you with us. And the weekend means high school football coming up tonight. Milton will be at Shikellamy. Then the two teams will play again next week in the playoffs. You'll hear that game here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Looking forward to that tonight. Kevin Hurd, Dick Horp. Kevin, of course, was on the show yesterday. And we kid Kevin all the time about the playoff scenarios. We always kid Kevin about that. But in all seriousness, though, yesterday showed the popularity of the segment, the calls that we had about it yesterday, and the interest in our area in District 4. And Kevin had every breakdown possible, including Northern Tier with Troy and Canton, all the way, of course, to Milton and Shikellamy. And for Kevin, it'll be, as he said, next week the easiest prep of his life, because he'll have the same game next week. It just depends on the winner of tonight's game as to where that game is going to be. Well, tonight's game will be at Shikellamy. As Kevin mentioned, the field is in decent enough shape for the game after all the rain that we had this week from Sandy. And give the area a lot of credit, the way it's endured everything along the way. We actually endured it pretty well, but that's not surprising considering the people of the Valley are a special lot. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is the weekend, thus stopping there, whether it's the pickle bar or the wide variety of beverages. You have to stop at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. Look, it's the first weekend of November. You have Shikellamy and Milton tonight. You have Penn State Purdue tomorrow, Alabama LSU tomorrow night, and the Giants and the Steelers coming up on Sunday. So as far as I'm concerned, you need to make a stop at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And, of course, I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio. 4th Street in Sunbury and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, right across from the beautiful Susquehanna Country Club. And the Lenape Solar Hotline, always open at 1-800-795-9565. We also call out on the Lenape Solar Hotline as well to guess what you'll find out here over the course of the show today. And it's always powered by Lenape Solar. You can go to lenapesolar.com. Well, big show coming up today. A lot of guests. Lauren Crispell will join us. Also, Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report. Bill O'Brien, Brian Scott, Buffalo Bills. But first, Above the Noise with Dan Patrick.
Great to have you with us on this Friday. Big one tonight, Milton and Shikellamy here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Then tomorrow, Penn State, Purdue. Of course, Bucknell's at home tomorrow. They'll have a 1 o'clock kick tomorrow with Fordham. They beat Fordham last year, 21-0. That'll be 1 o'clock tomorrow on Eagle 107. Penn State and Purdue tomorrow at 3:30. We'll be on beginning at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And then you have LSU, Alabama tomorrow night. And the Steelers and the Giants. Steelers are going to fly into New Jersey the day of the game. A rarity in the NFL, but there aren't any hotel rooms because of what happened. So I'll fly in the day of. We'll be talking to Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, in our next hour. Next half hour, it's going to be Lauren Crispell, who is the third member of our broadcast team on the Penn State Sports Network. LC working the sidelines. Halftime interviews with Bill O'Brien, plus the sideline work he does. We'll be talking with him in the next half hour. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, coming up at in the 4 o'clock hour, and then the final half hour, Tom Hart, We'll be doing the game on ESPNU tomorrow. Tom will join us from West Lafayette, and we'll also hear from Brian Scott of the Buffalo Bills. Sarah, that's what we have on tap today.
Geez, I mean, you couldn't get anyone else, huh?
No, couldn't get anybody else. We're a little short. Sorry about that, but that's the direction we're going to head in. We'll try this, see how it goes. Bucknell tomorrow, Fordham at home. Fordham's had a good year. They're 5-3 on the season. So that will be the 1 o'clock start tomorrow at Mathewson Memorial Stadium. And, of course, I'll be at Ross A tomorrow with Jack Hamm. Jack is here in town, and we fly out tonight. So the Lenape Solar Hotline is open at 1-800-795-9565. Love to hear from you. Milton Shikolemi coming up tonight, and all the other games I talked about. It's a busy, busy weekend, and, of course, the busy guest list we have. The Lenape Solar Hotline is powered by Lenape Solar. You can go to LenapeSolar.com. And, of course, I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Bevers Supermarket. Now, I just outlined so many reasons that people on a chilly weekend, you know, what you're doing with the hayride over Kohl's this weekend, okay? And Kohl's a pretty cool place. We're going to get that. You're going to see me make an appearance there when it comes time for the old Christmas tree, I can tell you that. But I guess, well, they have hayrides this weekend, right, sir?
Yeah, they have a lot of fun stuff. They're celebrating an anniversary, so they're doing that, and they have other events going on there, and they're getting ready to celebrate. Sunday and Monday, they're going to have the public can come. They're going to have cake and celebrate, so, and it's a good chance for you to look around, too, and kind of prepare for the holiday season coming up, because it is already November.
I know it is November. Here it is, November 2nd already. And the cake, by the way, is not just any cake. It's going to be from Carlo's Bakery in Hoboken, New Jersey. And, of course, Buddy, I wonder if Buddy made this cake himself. Possibility.
We'll see.
Cake boss. But that's this weekend. But, you know, I just outlined many reasons, though, you should go to Brewers Outlet. You know, for example, you know, you want to stock up, and then, of course, you got the Milton Shikolemi game tonight. It's at Schick tonight. Kevin and Dick will have the call for you here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Then you may want to just hunker down tomorrow. Maybe you want to go over to Mathewson, tailgate a little bit, and then enjoy Bucknell Fordham, then come home and watch Penn State Purdue on TV on ESPNU. We'll have Tom Hart on in the final half hour of the show. Tom will be doing the game with John Congemi tomorrow. And then after Penn State Purdue, you have LSU Alabama on CBS. And then, of course, the Giants and the Steelers on Sunday. Eagles play Monday night with the Saints. So you want to go to Brewers Outlet ASAP. Whether it's the pickle bar, the wide variety of snacks, and, of course, the beverages. Oh, the beverages. That's why it is called the Beverage Supermarket. So going to Reagan Street in Sunbury has to be a must when you have a sports weekend like this. All right, now we get this weekend. So we're leaving a little bit later than usual. I pushed back a bit. In fact, we were even told, look, we're not going to clean the plane. We're just going to go. I'm like, okay, I don't care. Like, I could care less. You're only on the plane an hour and 15 minutes anyway. Who cares? And now next weekend, I think I have next weekend worked out.
Okay, next what's weekend, your schedule? All right,
now Penn State opens the basketball season. Now, I would do the show here Friday. Then I would go to the Jordan Center while the team flies to Nebraska. And I would do the Penn State St. Francis opener at the Jordan Center. Then Saturday morning, fly on the university plane to Lincoln. Now, I have a problem, though, right now. Right now, the university plane, and I'm not the only person on it, is scheduled to land in Lincoln 90 minutes before kickoff. On the surface, good, correct?
It sounds good.
Except I'm on the air 90 minutes before kickoff.
That could be a problem.
So Dr. Joyner and I are going to have a friendly conversation tomorrow in West Lafayette, in which I plead to leave just 45 minutes earlier. Because the shot from the airport to the stadium is nothing. I've done this before. Now, I've done three games in Lincoln in my career. I've done two basketball games, and I've done a football game in Lincoln. So the shot from the airport to the stadium, no biggie. We get there 45 minutes ahead instead of landing at 1 o'clock Central Time. We land at 12:15. Boom! I'm there. I'm on the air at 1. It's all good. Prep time? Don't need any prep time. All right, prepped all week for it. I can do the game now. Kenny Bell's 80. Taylor Martinez is 3. Abdullah's 8. Burkhead's 22. I haven't even worked on that game yet. I already got the basics down. We're good. Turner's 10. Basics. I got the basics down, sir. I'm good.
Of course you do. Hey, okay, we do have a question on the Steve Jones Facebook page. Brian Smith wants to know, do you know how the weather is going to be for the Purdue game?
Yes, it'll be 47 degrees tomorrow in West Lafayette for a high, then falling back just a bit, Brian, and a passing shower. There'll be a shower around midday, which won't matter. The game's a 3:30 kick, and they are in Eastern time like we are. But that during the game in the first quarter, there also may be a shower around 4 o'clock and 47 for the high. So, yes, we do. We have the weather down. Tim Bream, the trainer, and I talked about that yesterday at practice before I went over to Damon's for the football show last night. So that is the weather for tomorrow. Should be good enough, so it'll work. Today on the show, Lauren Crispell, third member of our broadcast team. He'll be on the next half hour. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, to talk about the Steelers. So Kevin will be locked in. Final half hour, Brian Scott of the Buffalo Bills, Tom Hart of ESPN. So that's what we've locked up on this Friday. I think we can work with that. So that's the story for today, and that's the story we're sticking with. LSU-Alabama tomorrow. Hopefully the game in Baton Rouge tomorrow night at 8 o'clock will be a little more scintillating than the two times they met last year. Overtime, 9-6 LSU, 24-0 blowout in national championship. I mean, neither game captured the imagination at all. This time they're at LSU. They're at Baton Rouge at Tiger Stadium, Death Valley tomorrow night. Should point out that here are what the top five teams in the BCS are doing tomorrow. Number one, Alabama, and number five, LSU, have that established. Number two, Kansas State will play Oklahoma State. Number three, Notre Dame will play Pitt, even though Ray Graham, the tailback for Pitt, got into some off-the-field trouble. He will play in the game. And number four, Oregon, is at USC. So that's what the top five teams, essentially, there are really only five teams right now in college football that probably realistically can win the national championship on this November 2nd. And those are the five teams I just talked about. Now, which combination of two get into the championship game, into the title game? We'll see how it plays out over the next 5 weeks. That's four regular season games, plus obviously conference championship games. Lauren Crispell is the third member of our broadcast team. LC's done a great job with Jack and me all season long, working the sideline, doing interviews with Bill O'Brien, keeping us up to date on injuries, chiming in with key information. We'll talk to LC about his job and about a Penn State basketball weekend that is coming up because it markets Penn State basketball as well. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury.
Your information source 7 days a week. News Radio 1070 WKOK. Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good Friday afternoon, everyone. Sarah, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're not doing sideline this weekend, right?
No, I'm not doing it this weekend. Next weekend, I will be in Georgetown doing it, though. But not this weekend.
Good. Okay. Well, Sarah knows the job of being a sideline reporter because she does a great job on the Bucknell Radio Network on Eagle 107. So she understands the job, and we're going to talk to her, what would be her Penn State counterpart, Lauren Crispell, in just a few moments here on the Lenape Solar Hotline. You can always go to Lenape Solar at lenapesolar.com. I'm in the beautiful Sunbury Motor Studio on this Friday afternoon. Feels like November, doesn't it?
It does. There's definitely chill. It's a little rainy here. There's some.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, you know, it's got that, you know, temperature's not getting going anywhere fast. But we're in the Sunbury Motor Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. Went through the parking lot the other day. Saw five cars right away, front license plate, SMC. I said, well, there you go. They know. And, of course, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Look, I've outlined already the reason you're going to be hunkered down, watching one game after another. After you're done with Milton Schickalemme tonight at Schick, after you're done with Fordham and Bucknell, then you can sit down in front of the TV. Penn State at Purdue, followed by Alabama, LSU, or maybe you want to watch USC Oregon. Maybe you want to watch Notre Dame Pitt. Sunday, you got the Steelers and the Giants. Monday, you got Saints and Eagles. You have to start your weekend at Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street. Not only, I mean, you're talking about snacks, the pickle bar, and the wide variety of beverages. You want to talk about one stop getting it done? One stop gets it done. Reagan Street in Sunbury, Brewers Outlet. All right. Sarah's counterpart on the Penn State Sports Network, working the sideline, is my good friend Lauren Crispell. LC has done a great job with us all season long. And joins us now in the Lenape Solar Hotline for as we talk about Penn State-Purdue. LC, good to hear from you, buddy.
You looking forward to this weekend?
Very much so. Not looking forward to the fact you're not going to be there because you have other duties to attend to. And also a very pregnant Jen.
I do. You know, November is a month like no other this year. And, you know, we've got the confluence of football, basketball, and then our first son on the way. So there's a lot going on, and then I'm going to miss being with you guys this weekend. But as you said and alluded to, we've got a season to tip off Saturday, and I'm certainly looking forward to that.
Well, I have to, before we get to that, though, what is the date that she is due?
Well, the due date is actually November 27th, so we're still a ways away. But as you know, we're in that range now where it could happen at any day. And she made it clear back in July and August that she said, I'm not going to give you a call in West Lafayette or Lincoln to let you know your son's on the way. So, you know, that decision was made pretty early on. So,
well,
I'm missing with you guys. So
Jack and I will muddle through. We'll kind of do this the way we did it the other 12 seasons.
Well, it's funny. Jeff Tarman, who is the great engineer in the booth and producer and jack of all trades, he has said over and over that he is hopeful that at some point during the Indiana or Wisconsin game, I actually have to tell you guys on the air, hey, I've got to go. I got the call. Time to head to the hospital.
Hey,
so he wants that radio moment.
I'll be honest with you. I think that would be really cool if that happened.
Well, then we'll find out just how far that wireless signal stretches because I'm going to take it with me on the way to the hospital. So.
I mean, I tell you right now, if that were to, as long as your son and Jen are doing great, that's all Jack and I care about, Jeff cares about, and we think Roger too. But I mean, but that's all we care about. You've been a great, great addition to what we've been doing on the Penn State Sports Network. You've enhanced everything beyond words. So give us an idea.
the feel on the sideline. And also, look, there's also a growth in the job. Maybe a couple things that you're doing now that maybe you weren't doing in the first month of the season. Because, you know, because once you get a feel for what you're doing in a job like this, because it's not, believe me, I think you have the toughest job of the three of us on the air by far. So, you know, where's that changed, LC?
Well, I think let me say first how much I've enjoyed it. You know, I told people from the outset, Steve, that we had two Hall of Famers in the booth. And my biggest concern was being the right fit for you guys and being a good complement to what was already a great team. So I have thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been such a great opportunity. As far as the growth of the job, I think back in week one, and boy, that Ohio game seems like a long time ago, to be quite honest.
Yes.
But I think back to that Ohio game, and I had so many things that I wanted to look at. And you're right, from that vantage point on the field, you really can't get to everything. And so I think I was kind of scattered that day, and maybe even week two at Virginia as well. But now I think I go into the game with a little better sense of a couple areas that I really want to focus on. And whether that's going and paying attention to Mac McWhorter and what he's saying to the offensive lineman about what he's seeing with the defensive front, or trying to listen to Charlie Fisher. You know, if I can catch what he's saying to Matt McGoin as they're talking about what Matt is seeing. You and Jack always set up great storylines with each of the different position battles. And so I try to identify where I think we might have emerging storylines now and then focus in on those couple areas rather than trying to talk about everything you see down there, because, as you said, you just can't get to everything. There's so many moving parts. The vantage point is not always good to see what you really want to see. And so I think that's probably the biggest area of growth, is trying to go into each week knowing a couple of key areas that I want to highlight and maybe toss up to you guys too, so you can expound on it as well.
Well, the other part too is that it gives us that extra set of eyes, because we'll keep LC's mic open. And if you recall the Virginia game, and I believe it was the Iowa game, Gerald Hodges recovered a fumble. It was LC who right away identified on the air that it was Gerald Hodges that had the ball, because it was on your side where you could see it, and you were right at the yard line when it happened. The other one was Daquan Jones when he recovered the fumble against Iowa. Just the extra set of eyes, and I think the part people have to understand, we want you to have that kind of freedom on the air where you can jump in like that, because you see a couple things that we don't.
Well, it's been good, because there have been a couple occasions where maybe penalties have happened on the near side of the field as I see it, and I'm always opposite where you guys, and you mentioned a couple turnovers where you might have been shielded from some bodies or the offensive lineman or interior lineman. I could see clearly that Hodges and Daquan had fallen on the football. So I think that third set of eyes, at least on my side of the field, can provide a good vantage point and more importantly, an instant vantage point as well.
Now, basketball begins this weekend with exhibition games, and this is where the big changes happen in college basketball, because the NCAA wants to keep the money within, quote, the family, instead of the athletes in action, the Marathon Oils of the world, and so forth. The importance for staff and marketing, from your point of view, of having an exhibition game so that you have what you want to do down pat for the opener.
Oh, it's huge. You know, it's funny. I've talked to a couple people about the basketball side of it today. I was on with your good friend Jerry Valeri this morning talking about how important this is for the team and the staff to go out there and play against somebody other than themselves and run sets against defenders that don't know where you're going when you make a pass at the point and screen away and they can't identify what play it is right away. You know, it's an exhibition game for everybody. And so for us, from a marketing standpoint, from a game presentation standpoint, we've got a lot of student assistants that help us throughout the year that when they get here Saturday, they're going to see their very first media timeout. And they're going to wonder why at the first day ball under 16, they stop play when the ball goes out of bounds, or they'll start to understand the game flow. So for all of us, it's crucial to kind of get our legs back under us and get our basketball brains working, so to speak, because if we want to pull off all that we try to do in games, we need a lot of help from undergraduate students who are volunteering their time with us, and that's why the exhibition is so important. They may have come to games as fancy, but you know as well as anybody, the flow of the game is really not understood unless you're in it. You know why the media timeouts occur, when they occur, and that makes it easier for those kids to do their job. So from a marketing standpoint, Saturday is essential. And I will say, I looked at a schedule from about 10 years ago, Steve, and just to offer some perspective on how the scheduling has changed. Our first game, and you'll know this as well as anybody, probably, I think, in 01 or 02 was actually December 4th. And right. Here we are a month earlier, 10 years later. And so the schedule has really been stretched out. But it just blew my mind that 10 years ago, we opened, I think, against Yale on a Sunday.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because the NCAA mandated that year that everyone would not start until December 1st. It was mandated, and they only did it for 1 year. And all of a sudden, they're like, oh, we can't do this.
It seemed bizarre because I can't imagine opening a month from now. And it struck me as incredibly odd. But, boy, a month earlier now, here we are, November 3rd, tipping things off.
Yeah. And so it makes a big difference in terms of how you have to be prepared. Now, the next part, what about the promotions this year? What are some of the things promotionally fans can expect? Because when they're buying either single-game tickets or packages or season tickets, what can they expect promotionally?
We're pretty excited about some of the giveaways and ticket packages we have this year. You know, we've got a couple promotions that have really gotten some legs, in the last couple years. Our Subway Full Court 4-Pack is back again, and that's a great package for families in particular. If you're looking for an affordable way to enjoy a basketball game and also feed your family, the Subway 4 for $40 is a great deal. You get 4 tickets, 4 subs, and 4 drinks, all for $40. So that's a great family pack. We've got the ever-popular Dollar Dog Nights back, and I know students and adult fans alike partake in that, enjoy it. And this year, Steve, on the eve of Dance Marathon, you know, that's a tough game for us at 9 o'clock on a Thursday night, the night before Dance Marathon, we're introducing our first Dime a Dog Night. And that's exactly what it says is that it's a dime a dog, and we're expecting to work on some students that night and get some students out there and on a game that we really need their support. You know, Iowa's going to be much improved this year, and that's a game that we'll need to win here in the Jordan Center. So we'll have a dime a dog night as well. A couple great giveaways that are planned for this year. We have one giveaway for the Penn game on December 1st, Steve, that actually came from Coach Chambers' daughter, Grace. So I know you've met. She's a delightful little kid. And she showed us the Elf on the Shelf last year, which I had no idea existed until Grace pointed it out. Have you heard of the Elf on the Shelf before?
First of all, LC, you're going to have a son by the end of the month, okay? You will know all of these things.
That's right.
By Christmas.
All of a sudden, those toy commercials have a lot more meaning.
Yes.
But so Grace showed us at last year's holiday party the Elf on the Shelf, which I guess, to make a long story short, is an elf that keeps an eye on the youngster from December 1st to Christmas and then reports back to Santa to let him know whether the child's been naughty or nice. Well, this year we've got a Penn State Shelf Elf that will be given away December 1st. So if there are some parents out there listening, that's a great chance for you to come out and get your son or daughter, an Elf on the Shelf, and some Penn State gear, and I think it'll be a great giveaway that day. We've got an Armed Services Day on December 8th when we play Army. Really looking forward to honoring some veterans that day as well. And, you know, the snapback hats. Did you see the snapback hats last year, Steve?
I did, as a matter of fact.
It was a good giveaway, and students really got a kick out of it. We've got 3 of those scheduled this year as well for the students. So it's a full promotional slate. We're looking forward to it again. All of it's on GoPSUSports.com, and it's really incumbent upon us as a marketing department to help these guys with a home court advantage. You've been around the Big Ten so many different times. You've seen what it's like on the road. It is so hostile. It's so intense, and it really does make a difference on the road. We've got to turn the atmosphere here in the Bryce Jordan Center into something like that for these guys at home.
Yeah, no question about that. And that's, you know, I see the home court advantages everywhere Penn State goes. Sold-out buildings, wild, raucous, crazy buildings, and that's what you're trying to create here in the Jordan Center, just like everybody saw in Beaver Stadium last Saturday.
Absolutely. Yeah, I still remember pulling up to Mackey Arena last year, and we get to those games, two, three hours early, 2.5 hours early, and you look outside Mackey Arena, and the paint crew is 50 rows deep. And that's what we're shooting for. You know, I think it's a lofty goal, but that's where we need to get to with this program. And, you know, we're up 30% in student ticket sales, so that's a good sign. That's a good first step, but that's really only about 30% of it. You know, we need the other 70% is getting them here, getting them engaged, and making sure they feel invested in this program and these kids. And that's incumbent upon us. That's our job, and we're working hard at it, and we look forward to this year because I think it's going to be a fun year to follow these guys.
Yeah, no question about that. Also, I want to point out that the opener is going to be next Friday night with St. Francis. Then the next home opportunity will actually be on Black Friday, and it's a late afternoon game with Bucknell in a good old-fashioned backyard scrap. That's going to be a two-for-one, so Penn State will have to return one of the games, which I think is great. I think it's great that they've done that to go to Bucknell. Those two games, what promotionally do you have on tap for the opener, and what do you have on tap for that second game on Thanksgiving weekend?
Sure. Next Friday is St. Francis coming to town. Robbie Krimmel, I'm sure a lot of people locally remember the Krimmel family. Big name, Kenny Krimmel actually played for Penn State through, I believe, 2001 or 2002. And Rob's coaching his first collegiate game next Friday when he brings his red flash here. It is a dollar dog night, and it's what we term opening night for our freshmen. So all freshman students receive free admission, and any student who comes out can enter to win not only a free iPad, but a brand-new 40-inch TV. So that's a big Friday night for us. And I'm glad you mentioned the Bucknell game, because that is a key game. I think it's a great opportunity for fans who are here for the holidays. Maybe they have family members or relatives here as well. And you know what the Friday after Thanksgiving is like. You're picking through leftovers. You're kind of sitting around, flipping through channels. And at 4:30, you've got a shot to come out and see two really good teams. People forget that Bucknell was right on the brink of the tournament last year, and that's a talented team right down the road. So I like the fact that we're beginning, I guess you can call it a rivalry with them. I love, as you do, the chance to go down to Soika Pavilion, and I certainly will look forward to that next year. And for the families out there that Friday, Steve, I think we've got a pretty good deal in place. We've got a 4 tickets for $48 package. That includes a $20 voucher to the concession stand. So if you're tired of cooking that day, if you're tired of going through leftovers, here's a great way to come out. We'll make it easy on you with 4 tickets at a very good rate and $20 to the concession stand. So I think that Bucknell game on the 23rd has a chance to be one of the most enjoyable games of the year. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm hoping and I'm expecting that there are some fathers out there on Black Friday that don't want to brave the shopping elements, and this is a great chance for you to come out and see some great basketball.
Mike Muscala, of course, leading Bucknell, who a year prior had been the Patriot League Player of the Year, and of course, C.J. McCollum is in the Patriot League as well, so that tells you how good Mike Muscala is, and that'll be a great matchup on Black Friday. It'll be a late afternoon game at 4, the day before the Wisconsin football game.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, because if there are listeners out there who are coming in town for the football game, back up your plans just a little bit and get in town just a couple hours earlier and make the basketball game part of your weekend. As you said, last week we saw that tremendous home field advantage at Beaver Stadium. You know, we'd love to see you make the basketball game on the 23rd part of your football weekend as well.
Well, we're going to miss you this weekend and the weekend after as well. Once again, we'll just blame that on Jen Crispell. But Jack and I will figure out how to go back to the old way of doing it. There'll be a few things missed along the way because you aren't there. But
you've been around the block a couple times. I think you guys will be okay out there.
Bill will be running off the field. He'll get to the 10-yard line. He's going to look around and say, where's LC?
Well, I'm going to miss you guys, but I will say this. I'm going to enjoy listening to you guys because I love what you and Jack do. I've loved it for years, and the chance to work with you this year has been just a wonderful opportunity. So I'm going to enjoy for 2 weeks the chance to be a fan again and listen to you guys on the air because it's just a blast. And I have told a number of people, nobody diagnoses a play like Jack. And now you know why.
No.
When they describe his talents as a player, everybody said he was the greatest tactician at diagnosing a play on the field. Well, he can do it from the booth as well, and it's been a real treat to listen to you guys work together and breaking down the plays.
Well, you're a huge addition. You better get your backside back on that sideline for Indiana, okay? Because we need you out there.
Looking forward to it.
LC.
Absolutely, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. Safe travels. We'll see you soon.
Lauren Crispell, our sideline guy. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. News next here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Brewers Outlet Sunbury has all your football tailgating supplies. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And don't forget plenty of beer. Choose from a huge selection of imports and microbrews. Check out their incredible deals. They have everything that comes together to make a great beverage shoppable store. Then there's the fresh roasted peanuts daily and the Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Reagan Street, Sunbury wants you to enjoy the cooler weather. And don't forget the beer.
Okay, we fly to the top of the hour. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It's the weekend. You need to go there. Tony DeFazio, Pittsburgh Sports Report, next half hour. Tom Hart, ESPN, final half hour, along with Brian Scott of the Buffalo Bills. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, home of Shikellamy football, tonight against Milton at 7:00.